The collapse of the World Trade Center in September left hundreds of thousands of tons of metal in a pile. New York City has already sold much of this scrap metal to companies around the world. It will get turned into everything from household appliances to car parts. In some countries, labor activists and environmentalists have raised fears that lingering contaminants could make workers sick. But the Environmental Protection Agency says tests have not shown a significant health risk, and so the shipments have continued. One scrap recycling company, Hugo New Schnitzer East, has received, processed, and shipped almost 230,000 tons of steel. Bob Kelman is a senior vice president with the company. He says some of the steel goes directly from ground zero to barges. The rest follows once it is no longer needed as crime scene evidence.
Once we receive the material, depending on the nature of it, some of the lighter gauge material, the thinner gauge material, is put through a hammer mill shredder. And then it's ready for its ultimate destination, which would be to a steel mill.
To a steel mill where?
Today, by virtue of the market, much of this material is going overseas to steel mills in Southeast Asia, Mexico, Turkey, and China.
Going to several countries.
Yes.
Do you say you've got wreckage steel from the World Trade Center?
No. We don't say that at all. We wouldn't do that regardless of where this material came from, but especially in this case, it's not, you know, ever being discussed as to, you know, the origin of material. It's more about we're scrap metal recyclers and we buy, process, and sell commodities. And this is a commodity in the end.
Wouldn't it be prudent, though, to tell the companies you're selling the scrap steel to that the material comes from the World Trade Center simply because it could very well be contaminated? In India, as you know, there's a great deal of concern. Here's a quotation from the secretary of the Center of Indian Trade Unions saying, "We are totally opposed to the U.S. and other rich countries using India as a dumping ground for all kinds of wastes and rejects." They're worried about environmental and health concerns there.
Well, I think, you know, we have to look at the science that's involved, and I'm not a scientist qualified to answer that quote directly, but I would say that if, you know, you consider the nature of steel, it's a product that is generated every day from demolition projects. There's post-consumer steel scrap that is generated every day in excess of 60 million tons a year. The origin of that material is many ways not so different than what is coming out of the World Trade Center. Yes, monitoring is going on in a great deal by the EPA and other regulatory agencies, and I believe to date that the concerns are still unfounded. And I think primarily it centers around the nature of the material. This is steel. This is not an absorbing material that's going to absorb liquid waste or carry with it excessive amounts of dust.
Somebody said, with regard to all of this, that steel has no memory, that it's going to go into a smelter. But still, it seems strange that that steel from the World Trade Center could come back to the United States, for example, and be made into a kitchen sink.
Steel is the most recycled product in the world. Over 60 million tons of it is recycled in the United States annually. The most efficient process for making new steel is by recycling it from steel scrap. When you speak about the memory, I would say that steel, fortunately, is one of those products that can be recycled indefinitely and made into a variety of, you know, consumer products, whether it be an automobile, a refrigerator, or a kitchen sink. You know, and I think that people have to understand that, you know, a sustainable economy is built on the premise that we can regenerate and regrow from ourselves and not be a throwaway society.
What about, though, Mr. Kelman, the sentimental nature of this particular steel? As you know, last month, the mother of one of the firefighters who died said about this recycling, "This is a disgrace to the memory of the nearly 3,000 people killed."
Well, I completely understand what she's saying. How can any of us try to make someone's suffering easier? This woman, as many of the other victims' families have, are struggling with closure. And the whole topic of September 11th and Ground Zero is something that affects all of us. So I can say that the head of our trade organization, Robin Weiner, who's in Washington, she's the president of the Institute of Scrap Recycling Industries. She lost her brother in the North Tower. And this is a woman who, at the same time, had to continue to, you know, lead our industry. So I don't have the answers. I can only remain sensitive to everyone's concerns and the feelings that they're having.
Mr. Kelman, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.
Bob Kelman, Senior Vice President of Hugo New Snitzer East in Jersey City, New Jersey.